Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
So encouraging to see that people are coming together and Americans are giving. They gave to Operation Underground Railroad. And it's ourrescue.org, $5 a month. I mean, you think about that. But think about this. The past administrations, talked about America as being weak and small and ineffective. And the truth is, it's the most largest economy. It's the most blessed nation in the world. And if America goes dark, the whole world goes dark, especially things like Thailand. And you saw that when, America started just basically surrendering to Jezebelic type, principalities and just deviance and all that kind of stuff, Thailand got darker and darker and darker and darker. And so when we see, why do we need to be able to maintain the light in our own lives and repent and ask God to move in our lives and abide with Him and encourage our government to stay with God and all that, because places like Thailand gets destroyed. But we see great things take. But listen to this. Now we have a new president, President Donald Trump, who just met to a listening session with those who are leading these type of organizations about human trafficking and sex trafficking, which is basically a slave is a slave is a slave. So if you hear somebody say human trafficking, you can say sex trafficking right with that. And our president met with him, and he says he's going to put the weight of America behind ending this. As a matter of fact, take a look. This is the president of the United States meeting with those who are leading organizations to be able to stop human trafficking in America and the world.
Well, I want to thank Dina and Ivanka and everybody for working so hard to set this up. It's been so important to them, and I want to make it clear today that my administration will focus on ending the absolutely horrific practice of human trafficking, and I am prepared to bring the full force and weight of our government to the federal and at the federal level and the other highest levels, whatever we can do, in order to solve this horrific problem, getting worse, and it's happening in the United States, in addition to the rest of the world, but it's happening in the United States, which is terrible. Human trafficking is a dire problem, both domestically and internationally, and is one that's made really a challenge, and is really made possible to a large extent, more of a modern phenomenon, by what's taking place on the internet, as you probably know. Solving the human trafficking epidemic, which is what it is a priority for my administration. I'm going to help out a lot. Solve is a wonderful word, a beautiful word, but I can tell you we're going to help a lot. I'll direct the Department of Justice, the Department of Homeland Security, and other federal agencies that have a role in preventing human trafficking to take a hard look at the resources and personnel that they're currently devoting to this fight. Now, they are devoting a lot, but we're going to be devoting more. Dedicated men and women across the federal government have focused on this for some time. As you know, a lot of you have been dealing with the federal government, and it's been much more focused over the last 4 weeks, I can tell you that. I cannot thank each of you enough, and the dedicated men and women who run my staff and your staffs, and getting everybody together was terrific. I was so glad I was able to be here. You start with really a tremendous amount of energy and blood, sweat, and tears. Government can be helpful, but without you, nothing would happen. So, again, I want to thank everybody in this room. It's a very, very terrible problem. It's not talked about enough. People don't know enough about it. And we're going to talk about it, and we're going to bring it out into the open, and hopefully we're going to do a great deal to help prevent some of the horrific, really horrific crimes that are taking place. And I really can say in this country, people don't realize how bad it is in this country, but in this country and all over the world. So thank you all for being here. Thank you very much.
This is so exciting. So our prayers, Americans are giving to Operation Underground Railroad. You just purchased a computer for the epicenter, it looks like, of sex trafficking and human trafficking that's taking place.
It's being recognized as the epidemic that it is. Yeah. It's no longer just being shied away and ignored.
we don't have a lot of time today, but I know that you need to go and watch the program that we did called The Pink Room, because God took us on a journey, and we learned out loud how this actually came about, and things don't just happen. It has to do with Vietnam and the Vietnam War and things that happened during President Nixon's time. But you can go to The Pink Room. You can find out about it at BFNTV.com.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.